Thank you for your time.
You're not allowed to show that you're happy.
Yeah, there'll be no happiness in this room.
Oh, boy.
Y'all keep the paperwork I gave you or the pictures? Keep it? Okay, great.
Yeah, it'll stay at the office. We have to wait out. What will happen is there will be findings of fact prepared. They'll be approved by the board, hopefully at a subsequent meeting, and then the records you submitted will be at the office until the appeal period lapses, and then you would be free to pick it up at that time.
Okay, so do I get notified like after the appeal period that everything is done, or is it done tonight?
I would just call the office.
Just call the office.
Couple of months.
Okay.
It'll take that long for that process.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Next case, please.
Next application is case number 11195, the application of Doug Tinley. An application located south of Route 54, also known as Lighthouse Road, west of Cleveland Avenue, and being lot 32 within Cape Windsor Development, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID 5-33, map 20.18, parcel 109. Requesting a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements. More specifically, they're requesting a 5-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard for a dwelling with porch, a 5-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard for the porch, and an 8-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard requirement for AC units. Gentlemen, on this application, they're receiving no letters in support or in opposition to this application.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Doug Tenley, 38836 Lincoln Drive in Cape Windsor, Bill.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman.
Good evening.
Ladies, gentlemen. I'm here seeking for variance for Mr. Bill O'Neill and his wife, Mel. We're seeking to put a barraca home on a lot in Cape Windsor. The lot's 50 by 90. The house we need to put on is 30 by 70. Actually, the house is 30 by 68. But if we can, we're going to go 70. That'd be more on the roadside, which we allow 5 foot in Cape Windsor. The variance we're seeking is 5 foot offset on the south side, which requires normally 10. And then on the lagoon, requires 20. We're seeking 15 for porch. The units of the properties, the reason why we're requiring 5 foot is so we'll have parking on the north side of the home. And 90% of the homes in there are all set up the same way. I live there myself, and they're all going in the same way. 5 foot offset on one side, have parking on the side. We're not allowed to have any street parking in our community.
Okay.
So, and then I heard somebody say something about the air conditioning unit, 8 foot?
Yeah, that's what it says.
2 foot. 2 foot variance, right, for the air conditioning?
It says 8 foot variance from the 10 foot requirement. So it comes out to be 2 foot.
Yeah, right. I'm sorry. Right. Yeah. That's the way the original house is set up now. So actually, the only thing that we're doing different is applying for the 5 foot on the lagoon side, which will make it 15, and then moving it closer to the road.
What did you say? You don't need the 8 foot variance, or what?
No,
say?
No. I thought I heard something about 8 foot variance, but we do need that 8 foot. Yes, just for the air units. 5 foot for the house, 3 foot for the air units. It's no detrimental effect to the community. Like I say, mostly all the houses are set up pretty much the same. It's on the barraca homes coming in on that, and their standard barraca home is 30 foot, 1 inch and a quarter, or 1.5 inches as a standard barraca home. Yeah, so that, I mean, that's the only thing that we're going to need the variances for is just to have, mostly to have the parking on the north side of the house and set up just like the house is now. The other one already has been moved out. So we're ready to start on that.
The other house is the same size?
Yeah, except for the length. We're actually adding the length of the
home. Adding to the length, but it was same width.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Again, Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Rice?
Yes. No questions.
Mr. Rickard?
I mean, Mr. Workman just took the words out of my mouth here. The building is long. Can't you cut that back?
The building actually is not long. It's only 58 foot long. We're just adding a 10-foot deck on the lagoon side.
10-foot deck, right.
Yeah, right. Which was there before also.
What about the moving the AC units? I mean, you got an 8-foot variance there. The other side, we've asked a lot of people in Cape Windsor to do that.
I know you have asked a lot of people to do that, and you've asked myself to do that a couple of times also.
Right.
The uniqueness of that is, though, with the front door sitting on the north side, yeah, the only place that you'd really be able to place those air units would be at the front door, which kind of makes it...
Well, there's space in between there, isn't there?
There won't be much, because you got staircasing coming down off the front door. The air units are already sitting on the south side now, on the existing home. And they've been like that for 22 years on that particular home.
Mm-hmm. But this is new.
It's a new home, that's correct. Right.
Yeah. New ball game.
Brand new ball game.
Mm-hmm.
Just going in and out the front door, having the air conditioned unit sitting there by the front door. A lot of noise, and it's just not very presentable. I mean, if you ride through Cape Windsor, you'll see, no exaggeration, I guarantee you, 80% of the homes, the air conditioning units set on the south side of the home with the variance.
Okay. Any further questions, Mr.
No, that's all.
Mr. Foreman, you had no further questions?
Okay, and I had no further questions.
May I add also, Chairman?
Yes.
The board has already approved it. I sent a job package to the board, and they had already approved that.
Okay.
Probably the Cape Windsor board?
Cape Windsor board, that's correct. Yep.
Any questions, Mr. Sharp?
No.
Okay. Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Yes, ma'am. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. For a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,195. He's replacing a house that was there that almost has the same footprint. And the uniqueness of the lot is it's 50 foot wide and 89 foot deep. So that's the uniqueness, and the variance is necessary to enable a reasonable use of the property. And the hardship of 50 by 89 feet, or what is it? Yeah, 89 feet is has not been created by the applicant, and the variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood. And request of the variance is minimum that will afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman. that we approve case number 11,195. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Riggers?
Aye, for reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,195 is approved.
Thank you very much, John.